City geeks remember the name. Bells ring, rip counts the falls. Rising legends as a ring the calls. From the main event to indie halls. Suplex City geeks, we cheer it all. We cheer it all. We cheer it all.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Suplex City Geeks. It's Steve here. And joining me today for this little preview episode and prediction, preview and predictions episode of Suplex City Geeks, we got Alex.
Well, technically, we should say three P's: previews, okay. Predictions, and pains.
It will be painful. It will be painful at one point.
Yeah,
absolutely. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And I'm without the consenting adult.
Sure. and we got Mario.
Yo, people.
Yo, jeez. We are all here, super excited, very excited for the fact that Survivor Series is tomorrow. Well, hopefully by the time this goes up, it'll be today. But regardless, it works, right? We've been fans of wrestling for quite some time, and the fact that now there's another pay-per-view or PLE happening, a premium live event happening, and this time it's one of the last ones before the Royal Rumble, I guess.
Yeah, and funny enough that this year the Royal Rumble, and you know, instead of it being late January, I think it's going to be beginning of February.
Yeah.
And then WrestleMania is going to be in mid-April. And a funny thing is, it's technically my birthday weekend, even though my birthday falls on the Monday after that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's beyond the point.
Yeah, no. But it is just weird because they usually have more pay-per-views, right? Or am I tripping?
Not yet. They used to have like around what? From 12 months to 16 pay-per-views?
Right.
Yeah, but this one or whatever, instead of one pay-per-view, they're canceling that out for Saturday night's main event.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just a live, like a more publicized live show.
Yeah, it would be like, you know how you have like those special Raws or whatever, like, you know, Raw 1000 or something like that.
You know,
something of that kind of level.
So that's going to be the balancing act for all the other ones. The fact that, oh yeah, we're going to add Saturday night main event or whatever.
Yeah, because also what they also want to do is because, you know, since, you know, it's a new era in the E, that they want to give, you know, more of a, you know, like, so don't celebrate the holiday season, even though they still got to work around the holidays anyway, because I think the last show before Christmas is the MSG show, or is it the day after? I forget. It's one of those.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't they usually have like the Barclay show or something like that?
No, it's an MSG show. Well, they have a Barclay show, I think, maybe around the beginning of December, and then at the end of December they'll probably have it like how they've been doing it for years, the holiday or post holiday MSG show.
Okay. Well, regardless, what we're here to talk about, other than, you know, the shit that we just went off the tangent because of my stupid brain, is Survivor Series War Games that's happening tomorrow. And this should be cool because it has one of the biggest gripes that I have is they only have 5 matches on the show. And I understand they don't want to oversaturate the product. But why make it a 3-hour event with just 5 matches alone?
Remember, the War Games match itself is going to take up at least like 40 minutes, I think, from, you know, from bell to bell, depending. Because remember, you have to include the intros, the waiting for the next person to come in and all that, you know, all that.
I guess. But
it's like saying for the Royal Rumble, like, you know, that they have this huge time thing because.
So are they going to speed up the entrances? Because these entrances sometimes take forever, especially Roman Reigns just walking over to the ring.
Yes. So
There you go.
The Rumble, yeah. Remember with the Rumble, they cut it from like 3 minutes to 2 minutes now.
Yeah.
It's no longer 3 minutes now.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah.
And you cannot cut it to like 4 minutes of War Games because mm-hmm. that's the concept, because they have yeah. to wait
yep.
5 minutes for the new one to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, again, like you were saying, it's like they're having a 3 hour show. So my guess, you'll have like 45 to like 50 minutes for both War Game matches.
Yeah.
And then whatever left is for the single matches.
Yeah, which is they have three singles matches.
Three single matches. And then you have 2 hours of pre-show. And you know, in the pre-show, they'll have a few more other matches.
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't?
WWE doesn't do any pre-show matches.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. So they don't do like 0 hour like AEW?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
No.
2 hours of waiting, okay then.
it's 2 hours of repeating the same promos you're gonna see during their actual pay per view.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
Telling the story, they probably usually have like an interview, like an updated interview with the superstar of, you know, what do you think is gonna happen? Because that's what happened, was it during WrestleMania? That they yeah. had like interviews that have occurred, you know, during that weekend, and it's like, you know, we'll show you part one and part two.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
I don't know, dude.
Eh. But regardless, we're here to talk about the full event, which should be interesting. One of the biggest matches that they have on it is the women's War Game match between Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Naomi, Io Sky, and Bayley versus Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Nia Jax, Tiffany Stratton, and Candice LeRae. What do you guys think about this matchup? How do you think it's going to play out?
Let's see. Alex, you start because you were the professional wrestler here.
To this match, the whole thing is, I think Jade is going to play a factor, because remember, she was originally supposed to be a part of it, but mm-hmm. she got hurt. Like, you know, we're still trying to figure out who the attacker was.
She got kayfabe hurt.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Even though, like, what I love is originally in the newsletters, they said that she really did get hurt, but it was just her, excuse to push her out for, you know. And then later on, it came up like, oh, no, the storyline hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I said kayfabe hurt.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
No. But what I love though is it's just like, you know, whoever put out the initial thing or whatever is kind of like foot in mouth.
Well, but, not really just that. Like the whole WWE put a whole thing on their website. Like, oh yeah, she's gonna be out for because she had missed this, this, and this, and this, and this. She had all this broken or whatever, and then now they're like, oh yeah, no, we're just fucking around. She's not really hurt. She'll be here sometime.
Yeah, somehow she will be there.
Yeah, right. So she's going to be the factor in this. I kind of feel that she, like, you know, she's going to admit, like, you know, or like come out, like, you know, storming out, like, you know, like you're the one that attacked me. But then the thing is, who? The obvious answer everyone would think would be Bayley, but I don't think it's Bayley.
No, it's definitely not Bayley.
Yeah, I think it's one of two people. It could be Naomi, because she's getting tired of being like, you know, like. Not in the spotlight.
The third string?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or, to make it more interesting, it could be Bianca.
She did it herself? Okay.
Being
jealous of the fact that she's getting a lot of shine, being that she's just starting, essentially, in WWE?
No, you're thinking of Jade. Because remember, Jade is the one that got hurt. So, it's right. Bianca, a tag partner, the one that's getting more
that's
attention.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. I know what you're saying.
Because what you made it sound is like, you know, she did this herself, like, you know, like the whole fucking Tyler Durden kind of thing, Fight Club.
No. Bianca, what I'm saying is that Bianca did it because she's mad that Jade is getting all the shine.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be me, and then, you know.
Right. I'm the EST.
Yes, not her, not me, it's me. But again, because she did get a massive push in WWE when she first came in.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yes, because remember, she did have some sort of namesake, especially like, you know, her being the former TBS champion.
Yeah, undefeated for the most part.
Yeah.
She really got a massive push. So they could go to that angle, or maybe, I don't know, it could be Sister Abigail from the Wyatt family.
No, because right now, whatever that storyline is with the Final Testament.
Well,
sure.
Exactly. So that's what I mean. Like, it could be the next setup for the next story of this guy.
It could be a setup for Alexa Bliss to make her return.
To make her return. That's right. Because she is due to return, but...
Yeah, she's due to return before WrestleMania.
Yeah. So
more than likely, if not tonight, I won't say tonight, like if it's today, if not tomorrow, more than likely it would be the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who do I think is going to be the person that's doing all of this? I say it's Chelsea. Chelsea Green.
You know what? That works too. That actually works real good. Yeah.
Chelsea's huge. She's good at what she does. Yeah. She's good at being a bad guy.
Yeah.
But she's also good at the comedic side. But
that's the fact
that they're not giving her a push as far as making her a full-on, essentially, heel. She's a heel, but she's like a fun heel.
Yes.
Yes, but also remember that she's currently in the tournament. Like, and she did win her match. Because remember, it also coincided with that whole Jade Cargill thing. Because remember, that happened during that match.
Mm-hmm.
That she advanced in the women's U.S. Mm-hmm. title tournament.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
So
you know, and Chelsea could do it because she is a good actor. She is a good wrestler.
Yeah, she's good.
Good. And she matches actually better than Alexa Bliss because let's be realistic, she's only Alex. Okay.
Yeah.
And this with Chelsea, okay, it's a little of a better matchup, and she's still with the other girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a tag team.
Yeah. She's still with Piper.
So there we go, and Piper, that's a lot. That's beef there.
Yeah.
So both of them cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all, like, slight tangent. I'm just glad that at least now she's Piper again versus Doudrop.
Yeah, Doudrop was a dumb name.
Yeah, that was. Oof.
Yeah. Oof. But who do you think comes out on top of the women's War Games match?
Oof. It has, I don't know. Because who's going to be on top? The safest bet will have to be between Rhea or Nia Jax. Like that team.
Well, when it comes to Rhea, it could just see she could get revenge on Liv.
Yeah.
And then she probably eats the loss like to Nia or something like that.
Exactly.
Unless they pull one of those things where everyone gangs up on Nia anyway, but that usually happens with the big person.
That's going to happen, period. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but since this is a war game match, it's going to be interesting to say who's the first one that comes out. It's going to be the first two that come out.
Right.
So, because Nia Jax won that, Bianca won the advantage, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be easy. Who's second coming out of that? So it's going to be Bianca, then it's going to be Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to beat up whoever for a few. But I do believe if they're going to make a push, because this girl's supposed to get that title, like, wants to get another title rematch, it has to be Rhea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then also at the same time, remember, the number one contender for Liv's title is Io. So, you know, don't be surprised if, you know, Io does a little something here to kind of solidify, you know, her opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Or Trish Stratus. I mean, yeah, Trish Stratton. Decides to cash in.
Well, I love how it's the same letters or whatever. So like TSTS.
Yeah.
At the end, she could do that and win the title. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she could get eliminated and get out and then come back. I'm like, cashing in.
Oh, yeah. you don't know. Oh my God, that could probably happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or they can tease it and then bring it up for main event in the next couple of weeks or whatever.
Yeah,
but I don't know. For main event, I'm like, I don't know. But that's a title match. And like, if you're going to have Bianca lose, it has to be on a pay-per-view.
Right. Like, and I honestly think that if Tiffany were to go for the title in this one, would make sense because nobody else is losing titles in this one. Whole pay-per-view.
No one at all. Like, no one.
There are three other matches with possible, changes, but This one for sure is the one that you could definitely use a change in title.
Yeah.
So I mean, it would be big and it would be memorable. So
yeah.
But then is, do you think she is going to cash in on Nia or she's going to cash in on Liv?
She's not going to cash in on Nia.
No.
Well, unless she gets pushed, like, you know, like she gets pushed to that point. Because remember, already Nia's been kind of like a little, like, you know, you put her not, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it would be the same thing as when Kofi lost the title to Brock.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a 6-second rematch. Yep. So I'm like, let's be realistic, and nobody wants to see a 6-second match rematch.
No, nobody does. Nobody does.
Nobody wants that. So the most common sense, I'm like, okay, let me win. Let me take the title from Bianca, hold it for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever is going to come and get my title, I'm like, okay. Because now you also have to remember, they introduced the Intercontinental title for the women.
Yeah, yep. But the tournament hasn't started yet.
It hasn't started yet. But now, you know, she has, like, if she wins, I'm like, okay, I have my title. I don't have to worry about all these other girls coming for my title.
Right.
Because now they want to be, I'm like, I want to be the new Intercontinental champion in the female department. I'm like, okay. It could be two new champions and Nia Jax.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
This could be interesting. Would I want to win this? I would really want Rhea Ripley's team to win.
Yes. Yeah, me too. Because exactly.
She needs a win.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and
Bayley also needs a win.
Yes. Like, that team needs a win because they all lost. Yeah. That team needs more of the win than, like, the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. So, and that's why maybe they took Jay Cargill out, because I'm like, she cannot lose.
Yeah.
She's there.
And you know who's going to take the loss for the women, for the other team? It's going to be Candice. She's going to take the L.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep, exactly. Yep. It's going to be Candice.
I feel kind of bad because it's just like, you know, they finally gave her like a little something for her winning her the inaugural Women's Speed Champion.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's going to be a good match. It's going to be a good match. She's going to get a good push, but she's going to get the L at the end of it.
Yeah.
Now, my question to you, do you think Io's going to do that garbage spot again? The, you know, the garbage can spot like she's done the Patsu War Games she's been in?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Because it's a fun spot, regardless. It is a fun spot, but she's kind of done it too many times.
Yeah, twice, which is too many times.
Yeah, it's one too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially because it's a war game, so you're doing it again a war game.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it was kind of funny because, like, what was it? They teased it on Raw that they were saying, like, you know, why don't we put Kari in it? I was just like, yeah, why don't we put Kari in it? They was like, you know, we have one damage control member. We don't need two. And I was just like, you bitch. Because honestly, whatever, I would have rather seen Kari than Bayley, but that's just me.
Hey!
Listen, I've always been a fan of the Pirate Princess, even though I don't think she goes by that moniker now.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. No.
You have to respect the role model, Bayley.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. The boo boo. The boo boo.
Yeah. That's my boo.
That's
right. Yeah, you're gonna start singing that song like everyone sings in the UK or whatever when Bayley comes out.
Bayley. I wanna know.
My girl. That's my boo boo. That's boo boo.
Yeah. There you go. It's not Joe Hendry time.
Exactly.
I would have broke if he would have been the fifth man on the inside. Somehow CM Punk gets hurt or whatever, and then he's like, you know, CM Punk got hurt last minute. Who's gonna be replacement? Say his name, man.
Oh my
God. He appears.
That would be epic.
That would be epic. It's not gonna happen, but that would be epic.
But that would be hilarious. Like
yeah.
The internet would right now, like the internet would be like, you know, holy shit. What?
Yeah, that's not happening. Yeah, no.
Too much of good creative writing for that to happen.
Yeah.
No, I still say that, at least for the Rumble, that more than likely he is going to be a participant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for the Rumble, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. For the Rumble.
Yeah, he's definitely for the Rumble. He's going to show up. And then we will all believe.
Yeah. Well, I always believe.
He's a believer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, what was it that he did well? What was it, that title shot versus Ziggler?
Yeah,
Yeah.
You know, what was the other one? The
versus Moose.
Yeah.
Hand versus Moose match was good. Yep.
Yeah, that was surprising because Moose is that guy. He's more or less that juggernaut, that unbeatable guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is that powerhouse. But for the believer, for Hendrix, to pull that match, show a lot.
It can happen, though. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I know in the future, whatever, when it comes to Hendry, that he, you know, he's eventually going to win a big title.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah, let's get back to the actual thing.
Let's keep going.
I don't know how you always get to tangents, but I love that.
But this is a fun tangent because it still has to do with wrestling. It's not we're going anywhere else. We're going within wrestling.
Okay, so the next match?
Next match. Let's do LA Knight, versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the U.S. title, or the U.S. championship, sorry. Because they don't use titles anymore.
Yeah. Well,
LA this
Knight,
match... Yeah.
I mean, what I want to happen is, since this is Shinsuke's first match back...
Not happening.
And they've been, you know, poo-pooing on him for such a long time. It would be good to give him that W.
Very long time. Yeah.
Because I still say to this day, and I know Steve and I, like, when we talked about in the past and other stuff, that I always said that he should have beat AJ for that title Mania years back.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he was at his best, he was at his hottest.
Yeah.
He was at the peak. But again, the creative writing.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna lie, I do like this dark Shinsuke look right now.
Exactly. I don't know why. It kind of reminds me of is the name Samara from The Ring or whatever?
Yeah, a little bit.
Samaro. No, it's Samaro.
Samaro. No, but for the American version. Yeah. The American version.
I don't know if you know this, Mario, but you know I'm from the U.S.
Americano.
Yeah, you know, cafe Americano.
Okay, back to the match. LA Knight, he's had a good push so far. Like he's been a good championship. Yes. He's been a good champion, and he's had a good run.
Yeah,
and he deserves it because what was it that like when he was like, I mean, I think he was hotter, you know, like his the fan appeal back then. And they kept like, you know, like, oh, you're almost there. And you don't make it.
Yoink.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what was it? Was it Crown Jewel or one of those things where he or something? I forget which PLE.
That
he had the shot against Roman?
Yeah, it was Crown Jewel, I think. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
So, like, you know, and, you know, he did his thing.
Yeah,
he didn't win, but it was just that, like, that momentum. It was just like, you know, even though I understand why, because, you know, it was pushing for Cody, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But even when
he was going for the other titles, that wasn't just Roman's title.
Yeah.
He still didn't get that push then.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Yeah.
But
he wasn't.
Exactly. He didn't meet the standard, essentially, what you can say.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing with that is, like, they had him there for so long, like Alex was saying. I'm like, dude, when is it going to happen? It's like, come on, McFly, when is it happening?
Yeah.
It took so long, and now I'm like, okay, now he's a champion. But again, you know, I think the push is still there because he is, what, the number two seller only behind Reigns in there now?
Yeah, yeah.
Simple as that. So he is.
He's the top three.
Oh, is he? Wait, who's top
three? Yeah, Cody. Cody's number one.
Is Cody the Bloodline, you know, which I think they include Jey Uso in there, and then LA Knight.
Okay, again, by a single guy.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. So, and he is good. Like, you know, we all know him from before.
Yeah.
From Eli Drake back in the day. But now he has, if he's going to lose the title to Shinsuke, which I think he shouldn't. The only reason why
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, the only thing is, I just feel kind of bad because, like I said, if Shinsuke to come back, like, you know, his first match back and already, like, you know, the whole thing of, like, hey, welcome back. Take that loss, please.
But you have to, because it's like, if you're going to have LA Knight lose that match, lose his title,
that
means what are you going to do with him creatively? In the creative department?
I'm going to try to get the title back.
Or against him? Like, because he makes no sense. I'm like, his first match, and then he cannot lose it on the second match.
See, if this match is going to be good, it's going to be a good match.
Yes.
What I think they're going to wind up doing, they're going to wind up spreading this out into like about 3 or 4 matches.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Basically being like the best of 3 or whatever, and Shinsuke actually winning the 3rd or 4th match or whatever.
Like, and actually winning the title from him, or?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that could be a good.
Because setup. The other thing is this: is like at this point too, right? I know the build to Royal Rumble WrestleMania. The whole thing is this, and I feel kind of bad saying it. Like, you know, listen, Cody had a good run, but I think the momentum isn't as there as it was when he first got it.
Get out.
Well, listen, I know you're not a fan of Cody like that.
Not now.
But I do say, like, you know, like, even like I thought that they killed the momentum at 39, but I see, like, now when he did win it at 40, of how much bigger it was, because it's that classic Dusty thing of, like, you know, that it's more of the storytelling and the chase than anything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that win at 40 was just like, you know, that's one of those, like, you know, like, you're never going to forget it. And it was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because there was all the build there, which is what it needed to have.
Yeah, but the thing with Cody is, like, he is someone that when he goes and he gets the title, his run, like, his momentum stops there. It's like afterwards, it kind of drags a little. So
in
that sense, you know, like, to make it more interesting, I'm like, okay, dude, you need to lose the title, especially to Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be, oof.
Yeah.
That would be, oof.
That would be good. That would be real good. Yeah, I'm down for that one.
Yeah.
And it's funny how you mentioned KO. You know, it, like, isn't that one of the matches that's going to be at War Games?
No.
No.
Because it seems like that's what it's kind of teasing too.
No, he may show up, but he's not in the runs for anything.
Yeah,
so we're all Sonata, you know, all not unanimously saying Shinsuke is gonna lose.
Oh yeah.
No, 2 out of 3.
okay, fair. Okay,
but he's losing this match, though.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He's losing this match.
Yeah,
he might lose if they do like a trilogy, like Steve was saying, or like best out of 5. You know how they did it with Keith Lee. Oh my god, this guy back at NXT.
Yep,
like a best of 7 matches. I'm like, that would be good.
Yeah.
But on this match, he is taking that out.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Unless creative, they're going to put him for a title run, then that's different. But there's no written.
I think the only way I can see it is that if he takes a loss, what's going to happen is, because it looks like he currently has a feud between, you know, Santos Escobar and the, you know, Legado Fantasma. So I can see that he may interfere in that match. You know, so they'll get the disqualification and, you know, maybe leave L.A. Lane.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I can see that. But again, though, L.A. Knight cannot lose this match.
Yeah. It's not L.A. Up. Knight all day.
All day. Oh, yeah.
The name of this episode, whatever, War Games, Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the next match, let's go with Gunther and Damian Priest for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Gunther retains.
Yeah. I love Damian Priest.
Yep.
But I really don't think he's getting that. Even though Gunther has been showing signs of, like, what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
Like, he's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that fear is going to make him actually push and actually get the win.
Yeah. I agree. Like, I think all this little fear is going to make him become Walter again.
Yeah.
The actual ring general.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be like, you know what? I'm not listening to you and to no one else. Simple as that.
Imagine they bring back Walter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this could be
funny. The other way they got to bring back Walter is that he's gonna start eating that hearty German or Austrian food.
That's right. He's
gonna eat some of the weight pack.
Mm-hmm.
The ring general.
Did Dude, I loved him in the, like, you know, in the Indies and NXT when he was Walter. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, like I get that, you know, for merchandising purposes or whatever, like, you know, that they wanted to, you know.
Oh yeah, let's sell a Nazi. Sure.
Yeah.
But Imperium is Imperium. And he will always be the ring general. And for example, yeah. But this is the thing, because everything, you know, they change him to Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
Make him drop like 200 pounds. I'm like, dude, you look like a flyweight now. Like,
no, see, but see that's fine. You could lose all the weight. That's cool. That basically it for a company that's supposed to be inspiring other people. I get it because you're showing people how. Oh yeah, he started out here and he got down. He got better. He started to win championships and all the other shit. Cool. That's understandable. And he still kept to the character,
yes,
which is understandable, which is fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm down for it. I'm totally down for it.
Like I didn't mind him losing some of the weight. I think he just bulk up a little more. You know me and the meathead mentality.
Of course, so, yeah,
Alex
yeah.
and I we share this whole concept. If you're gonna be the champ, you know has to be some.
Yeah, at least have the look, especially for heavyweight, like a heavyweight championship.
Exactly. You know, like he looks, he's 6'5", 6'6". It looks like a flyweight. I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like he's still massive, but he, you know, like at least he was more intimidating when he was, you know, Walter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you bring that present, like, okay, wow, this guy, you know, you're going to feel that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, really?
Dude, so, that's that whole thing of like, you know, once you see the head, you're just like, shit, it's about to get real.
Exactly. It's going to get serious, especially with him. You saw Cody. He's like, "Yo, stop chopping me."
Yeah. like stop it, no more.
I don't know why, but every time when I see him chop somebody, all I hear is like the sound effects. Ay!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ay, duele. I am like.
Duele mucho. So much pain.
Or the classic thing of like.
I'm like, no, stop. In that sense, once again, Damian Priest, we all knew he was a transitional champion.
Unfortunately, so
I feel bad for it, sis, and it's the truth. And like, you know, after he lost it and he teamed with Rhea and, you know, he started gaining momentum. But like that whole thing of when he did initially win it, like, you know, it was like, all right, cool. And but it was not as impactful as it could have been.
Yeah.
Or that it should have been.
Exactly. Yeah.
Should have, could have, would have, and then. But you know what though? At least it did raise him up a bit more. Like you know that now you do kind of see him like a little more serious and stuff. Because it just seems like maybe like I get Judgment Day pushed him like you know him being in the Judgment Day pushed him a little bit, but it also kind of held him back.
It did.
Yeah, especially because of the lineup of the Judgment Day. Because, like, you see this, again, nothing against Carlito or this guy, or Dominic. But I'm like, really? You're going to feel intimidated if you see them coming?
No.
I'm like, not at all. I'm like, let's be realistic. I know you love the judge.
Honestly, the most intimidating one was Damian.
That's right. Damian and Rhea Ripley. Because you see that come, like, okay, wow, that's some game. That's game right there.
The Terror Twins.
Yeah. But now... This guy's really Carlito, really.
Well, like, Carlito, you know, like if you remember back then when he, you know his initial run, like he wasn't as big as he is now.
No,
but I mean,
but at least you know he's a former, I think, want to say IC champion, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm.
That was 20 years ago. Is he gonna get the IC title this time, Papa? Hello, no, he's not.
Well, especially now, you know, after you know, like Braun Breaker now.
Exactly, like who's taking that title from Braun?
Well, we can talk about that in a minute.
Yes, exactly. So,
his segue, Scooter.
Yeah. We did so. We did. We did, who's winning this one? Gunther. Gunther's winning.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. We're done with that one.
Yeah. That's what I think is gonna happen. Like he's gonna go psychology. The ring general again.
Yeah. Next match. The fourth match on this PLE. It might not be in this order, but whatever.
You'll be hilarious is that when we do put this out and it is exactly how it plays out.
That would be great.
That'd be awesome.
We did it first.
Yeah. Braun Breaker defending his intercontinental championship. Whatever. It's the better promotion. But versus Sheamus versus Ludwig Kaiser in a three-way match for the Intercontinental Championship. This is going to be a banger match, too.
Yes. It's going to be nothing.
Because Braun Breaker is the fucking man, dude.
Yes.
For somebody that's super young.
Yes.
Is busting ass.
Yes,
it is. And I love it.
Yes.
I say within the next 5 years that he's, you know, like, if the month keeps going, you know, between 3 to 5 years, I can see him as the next heavyweight champion.
Absolutely.
Either Raw or SmackDown.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's losing today.
Yes.
I mean, like, the thing is this. It's just like, if you want to have, like, a feel-good moment, you can give it to Sheamus.
Right.
Because, you know, he never won that thing, so it could be a grand slam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or to throw everyone off so, you know, like, you can have momentum, in the, you know, for, like, main event or whatever. Have Kaiser win it. And I was going to say Walter, but you know what I mean. Yeah. And this guy retained. So Imperium can have the two top titles. And then, you know, they could be a dominant thing.
You know what? Yeah, that could work.
That could definitely work. I'm down for that too.
Is it
I don't think so either.
Because the way that I see it is, it's like, you know, I think, and I feel bad saying it like this, because I know a lot of people probably be against me, but I think Breaker losing to Jay was kind of a mistake.
Yes. I agree.
I mean, like, I get the, like, you wanted the feel good and the momentum so you can, you know, push part of pushing the storyline forward with the bloodline thing, but I think you kind of derailed a little bit the momentum Breaker.
Also, the thing is, like, when this guy had the title, like, again, it had the whole Kofi effect. Next match, more or less, after what, a few months? Okay, you lose the title again and Braun gets it back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's almost the same thing. I'm like, okay, at all the momentum for you, that means you were like a small transitional champion. So you have to give it back to the, it's like when Brock got it back. Brock got it back right away after he came back.
Yeah.
So now with him, it's like, if he's going to lose a title again, he has to lose it to someone. Nothing against Ludwig. But like you said, it would be like a nice feel story for Sheamus to win it. Is he going to win it? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't see Braun losing that title.
Yeah. I don't see Braun losing that title either.
I don't see Braun losing that title.
Oh, neither do I. So it is unanimous. But what I do, like I said, if you know, if they want to push like a storyline or whatever, I think the, you know, if you want the feel-good moment, you can give it to Sheamus. Mm-hmm. If you want, like, you know, to push Gunther more for, you know, for, like, Royal Rumble Mania, then have I was going to say Fabian Aichner, his old, you know, his old name. When, so, yeah. You can have Ludwig Kaiser, right, you know, win it.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, the whole thing would be, you know, that you don't want to kill that momentum for Breaker, though.
Yeah, no. Exactly. That's right. Like, I don't see him because he has got it back from Jay.
Yeah. Like, but the thing is, honestly, nobody can stop his momentum. Even without a title,
he is
still a dominant champ, period. Yeah. Whether he's with a title or not, he's a dominant person in general.
Yeah. It's like he doesn't need a title to be dominant.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah. Like,
dude,
like,
did you see that table spot that he did on Monday?
Oh, yeah, that hurt me. I saw that. Like, that hurt. That was bad. I felt bad for the table.
Table's walking around like, you know. I tried to break it myself.
Uh-huh. It's like, because you see Braun, like, he switched gear to, like, Ultra Instinct, like, under a second, and, like, boom! I'm like, oh! Mm-hmm. Like, oi, Papa, that hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Like, that was bad.
Yeah, it was. Mario almost had that tear, and then he was like, you know, the manliness went and let it out. So,
no, it started to come down. It started to come down, and then it sucked itself back in.
Mr. T's character, it's funny.
No, because that was bad. But again, that's why Braun is that guy.
Yeah.
Like, he is just dominant.
Yep.
It's like when Strowman was Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
Dominant. He didn't need a title to be dominant. He was just dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I feel baffled was it? I did like Strowman. Like, you know, especially when he finally did get a title, but it just seemed like his momentum just came and went like that.
Yeah, it did. But I'm like, but with Braun, it's like, again, he's in such a high, you can't have him lose.
No.
So.
No.
You
know, anyway.
I don't see him losing.
He won't. Yeah. None of us see him losing.
Well, I'm just saying, though, now the thing is this, it's just like, you know, now, if he does have it for a while or whatever, right? Who's the next person?
Hmm. Now that's different. Who's on the lineup to win that title? Then we could say again, it could be Sheamus, because I think that's the one that has to
give. Have them just have their one feud.
Exactly. I also, the whole thing was that for that last run for Cena, he never won the IC title either, so that could be another thing too.
Sure.
Even though I just think it's kind of a waste, because then, you know.
Exactly.
But even with that, I do get it that at least, you know, you want to give your greatest wrestler of all time in WWE, you know, like, remember, I'm doing this, so.
Okay.
But
quotes for those that are just listening.
Yeah, like, you know, because remember, I've never been a Cena fan, but it's funny, I'm a fan of Cena when it comes to, like, his acting stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of funny. It's like, how can you rely on a person you can't see on screen? I was watching Jackpot the other day, and I was just like, who's Awkwafina talking to?
It's a fun movie.
Oh, dude, I loved it. I finally saw it the other day.
Yeah.
And I finished Ricky Stenicki. That was good, too.
Okay. Yeah, it is fun. That was funny.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
That was really funny. But yeah.
So, Braun. For the overall win for this championship match. Yeah. And this leads us to the final War Games match. And that's... Yeah. That's between the original Bloodline with CM Punk. So Roman, the Usos, Jimmy and Jay, Sami Zayn, and CM Punk. With Paul Heyman on the side, obviously. And then we also have the new Bloodline, or the Bloodline 2.0, with Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, and Bronson Reed. I don't know. This is one of those matches that I'm like completely undecided about. I don't know who's gonna be on top.
I can't have an idea, but I'm just gonna say this: like, there's only three people in that match I really care for. It's Bronson Reed. Yeah. Jacob Fatu and Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Those are like the only three that I really care for in that match. But with that being said, the way that I see it playing out is this. If you want to, you know, push the idea of, it looks like they're pushing for Roman to, you know, to come back like a big thing, like maybe more Rumble or Mania, like, you know, to have a big, you know, big name match. We could see the return of The Rock, and you find out that, you know, he's been pulling the strings when it comes to the side of, you know, the 2.0. But this is what I think is going to happen. If you notice the return of Heyman,
mm-hmm.
he was dressed just like Solo. So I think it's the setup. And, you know, either CM Punk is going to – well, I don't think he's going to turn heel. I think what's going to happen is that either, you know, The Rock will come out and, you know, somehow someone gets distracted, and that's how, you know, they get that win at, you know, at War Games.
Okay.
Or it could be that – I'm trying to think of, like the best possible solution, that it is that Sami Zayn is, like, the, you know, the double agent. And is going to help 2.0, you know, win it. Because there was this whole thing of, like, Sami Zayn throwing a phone or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a few weeks back.
Yeah.
So they were just trying to say, like, you know, what's going on with that? Like, you know, like, what was up with that whole phone thing? So
I could see that happening because there's a few angles. I could see, actually see CM Punk being that guy because, you know, too much love for Reigns because we know who is first. Was CM Punk first with Paul Heyman or is Reigns better than Heyman? So I could see CM Punk being the monkey in the wrench. Like, nope, I am the guy. Paul Heyman was with me first. So he could be that guy.
This is going for you, Bert.
Exactly, exactly. So I'm like, in that sense, I could see that happening because, like, then it will solidify 2.0 over the original Bloodline. On that sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
On that sense. But are we really going to see that? Because eventually it has to be a one-on-one. It would be Reigns versus Solo. Because it has to be one, you know, tribal chief. And who are you going to more or less carry? I mean, you know what? We trust you over him.
You know, another thing that I want to mention is this, is also remember, The Rock is a direct descendant from the High Chief, Peter Maravilla, and that, you know, that outranks Tribal Chief.
Dwayne Johnson is not here right now. Dwayne Johnson is doing moves. You know, he's doing...
Moana. He's doing Moana.
He's doing Moana.
Hey, it's funny. He's on press tour for Moana too, and, you know, record and, you know, doing the live-action Moana.
Yeah. So I'm like, he's not here now. So, okay, I don't see it. You know, it makes kind of sense, but I don't see it. Because right now, your guy...
And if he does, it'll probably be for like a quick second, just like he did the last time he showed up.
Like, it will not be for this purpose.
Bad blood?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you have to put him, like, on a bigger purpose. Like, it will have to be on the SummerSlam.
Yes, but remember, Survivor Series is one of the big four.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to show up in this one.
Yes.
I think the next time he shows up, it will be for the Rumble.
Yeah.
It's or the Raw on Netflix.
Or the Raw on Netflix, right, yeah.
Yeah, so, exactly. Or the Raw on Netflix, because it would be perfect sense. It's the first show on Netflix on 2025. You have to throw all your guns there. That's when you bring Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Simple as that. But
as far as this match, I don't know who's going to win this. I do want to see a big spot for Bronson.
Yes.
I do. That's too. My boy. I love them as a...
Jonah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, so good back then. They didn't need to change his name back to Bronson Reed. They just kept him as Jonah.
Yeah. So
remember that the WWE Universe and the NXT, you know, thing, we remember him as Bronson Reed. So if he came back, you know.
They could have still kept him as fucking Jonah.
But they also have to showcase Jacob Fatu. Because personally, ever since he's been in WWE, it's been nothing but a disaster. Like, they so not using him well. He even got injured after his first
match. But that was a fake injury. It wasn't even a real injury.
No, that was gimmick injury. That was to give the momentum for The Rock when he came back.
Mm-hmm. It was kayfabe. It was only kayfabe.
Yeah, but I don't know. Because they not, like, for those of us that we saw him at MLW.
Oh, he was a fucking monster, bro.
A monster.
The reason they haven't really given him that huge push is because they know that he's going to surpass Solo.
Yes.
I will admit, though, Solo has gotten a lot better, especially on the mic. Like,
he's more comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, keep that. Like, I've been watching just him. I'm like, you know what? He has improved his mic skills.
Oh, absolutely. But he's still not at the Solo, at the level that he needs to be at.
Yes, that's right. So, in that sense, who are you trusting more or less the push for the company?
Right.
Reigns or Solo.
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, you do want to keep building up, you know, the future stars because
you have to.
That's the thing. Because if you're gonna keep going back to Roman, you know, it's gonna get like the product's gonna get kind of stale again.
Well, it's the same thing that we're going. But again, do you trust Solo right now to carry the company? I would trust more Jacob Fatu than I would do Solo. But then I'm going to push Jacob right now.
No.
I'm not pushing him now.
No.
To be that guy.
I'm just wondering how long is it going to be before, you know, he breaks from the group.
Oh, now that's a
different story. Soon enough. Especially once the new bloodline breaks up.
Yes. Then after that, Yeah, he's becoming that monster that we all know him.
Yeah, and then at that point we're gonna see the Tamatanga and Tangaloa just disappear.
Yeah,
into obscurity because they are doing nothing at all. Yes. Other than fucking the magic.
Exactly, such a disappointment. Same thing.
I feel kind of bad because what was it that they were doing their thing in Japan?
Dude, like, you know, they were good.
Yeah, fantastic. But here again, you got three of the best wrestlers from two different companies.
Mm-hmm.
And wasted away. Yeah. Talent-wise. Talent. I understand they have their motto. You have to push your guys. I totally get it.
But especially Tamatanga.
Exactly.
Tamatanga was a champ in New Japan before he left.
Right. He beat Okada.
Mm-hmm.
He won the G1.
Yeah.
Bro.
And what are they doing with him now? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Making stupid noises.
That's right. Makes no sense. Dude. In that sense, it makes no sense. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just give it to Reigns. Because God knows Reigns is going to win. I guess, like,
honestly, I think, like, if you want to keep that, the new bloodline strong, they have to win this. They have to win this. Yeah, so it gives more of an excuse. So Roman to have that 1-on-1 against Solo, and then, you know, yeah, that then the height of that, you know, that storyline of, yeah, and then maybe that's when The Rock comes out and says, like, you know, like, oh, you guys have been pawns all along or whatever. Like, you know, you want to fight for Tribal Chief when I'm, you know, High Chief.
Yeah, that could happen.
Yeah. Okay. Or what if nothing comes out of this and they get a double pin?
Wow.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Everybody, you get everybody pissed.
Literally.
That classic, you know, what's your one guy, arm on the other, whatever, both down, uh-huh, one.
Yep.
And then if you're doing that double count like that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Like if he's doing the J, you know, uh-huh, you think.
Yep. Yep. That's I see that happening more than anything. I don't think it's going to be a solid winner for this.
Yeah.
I would like a solid winner for it, but I don't think there's going to be a solid winner for it.
I still say somehow, whatever, that there's going to be a betrayal somewhere or like a flub up and New Bloodline does win. Like, that's how I see it. The New Bloodline has to win this.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, they do. They do. Because they lost the last one. They lost the last thing that they had. The what was it? The fucking
was it? No, because remember match? No, because what was it? The tag match that they had, and remember, Solo did pin Roman.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So
we'll see.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens with War Games because of course, there's a lot of things possible. Anything is possible within the wrestling world, so we will see. Yeah, that about wraps it up for Suplexity Geeks, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So we had our thoughts. We had our the thing that made us believe of what we'd do or what could be done with this major little pay-per-view event.
Remember, they don't call it a pay-per-view, it's a premium live event.
Whatever. I still call it a fucking pay-per-view.
No, that's technically what it is, because it's a big show, so...
Yeah. I call it a pay-per-view because it makes sense to call it a fucking pay-per-view. He at least just sounds dumb.
But the echo whatever made your, like, statement, like, a little more, like, you know, legit?
Yeah, I know.
Dumb.
I know.
Oh my god.
Dumb.
Da-dum. It's like the Netflix.
Oh, look at that. Where's our check, Netflix?
Right. So yeah, we're done with Suplex City Geeks. So We'll be right back with another episode of the other show. The regular show.
The regular show.